Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Olectra Greentech Q2 FY24 Investor Conference Call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rakesh Jain from Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Q2 FY24 conference call of Olectra Greentech. From the management side, we have Mr. Sharat Chandra, who's the CFO, and Company Secretary Mr. Hanuman Prasad. To begin with, Mr. Sharat Chandra will give the initial remarks on the quarterly results, followed with a brief commentary on the business, and later on we'll take the Q&A. So I will hand over the call to Mr. Sharat Chandra. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Rakesh. Good afternoon, everyone. We are taking as read the presentation which is put on our website along with the safe harbor statement thereon. Thank you all for joining in for earnings call for quarter two results today. We are very pleased to report a strong set of results for the quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2023, both in terms of robust top-line and profitability. As informed earlier, during this quarter, the consortium of our company and associate EV Trans has bagged the biggest order from MSRTC for about 5,150 buses, which is the largest single order in the electric bus industry. We have delivered over 1,400+ electric buses and 35 electric tippers till 30th September 2023. The momentum has started in quarter two and is getting accelerated further in Q3 and Q4 to meet the current financial year 2024 target. The strong demand continues with the company's net order book position of electric buses stands at 8,209 numbers after delivering 214 buses in H1. Our focus continues on increasing our manufacturing capacity and enhancing our technology capabilities. The construction work of the Sitarampur factory that is coming up over 150 acres is racing ahead. With this factory, our production capacity will further increase. To talk about the key financial performance, on a consolidated basis, the company's EBITDA in quarter two reached an impressive 45.06 crores, marking a substantial 72% increase compared to the previous year. The PBT has surged to 26.57 crores with a growth of 141% over previous fiscal of 11.03 crores. The PAT is around 18.58 crores compared to 7.42 crores with a significant jump of 150%. The quarter two highlights are basically both the segments have done exceedingly well. The EV segment has grown by 40% in top-line, and insulator segment has grown by 33%. About the operating margins, both the divisions have earned very good margins due to continuous design optimization and higher export sales in insulator segment and due to revenue mix in EV segment. Performance for the H1: the revenue for H1 was about 523.18 crores, up by 14%. The company's EBITDA reached an impressive 86.57 crores, marking a substantial 33% increase compared to the previous year. The PBT surged to 51.83 crores, a remarkable 53% increase from previous fiscal, 33.92 crores. The PAT stands at 36.65 crores, up by 52% compared to fiscal year. A word on the standalone basis: the revenue for H1 was about 504 crores, slightly behind versus last year by about 3%. However, the company's EBITDA reached an impressive 82.79 crores, marking a substantial 22% increase compared to previous year. PBT on a standalone basis surged to 52.9 crores, remarkable 34% increase from previous fiscal of 39.4 crores. The PAT stood at 39.68 crores, up by 33% compared to previous fiscal of 29.9 crores. Thank you, and over to the team, Axis team, for the Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The first question is from the line of Bala Murali from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations on great set of numbers, sir. And I would like to know regarding this e-bus target of around, I think we have...
Bala, your volume is coming a little low. Can you please speak a little louder?
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. So in a e-bus category, I think our target is to, FY24 target is around 1200 to 1500 buses, I think. Whether we are still on track or if there will be any uptick or downtick on this e-buses, number of e-buses.
Thank you, Banamurli, for your question. We have actually, as you are aware, because of the stringent battery testing norms, which impacted the quarter one sales, thereafter the company has received all the certifications and we are on track. So the situation is quite better now. We have completed the testing and then requisite certificates have been obtained. About 3 to 4 months of production and sales were lost out. But despite that, we are striving to make the shortfall of quarter one in quarter three and quarter four. Overall, our numbers, we are targeting about 8,000, about 1,000 buses, 1,000 e-vehicles in this current fiscal.
Okay, that's so helpful. And regarding this, the PNL, we have the spike in this testing charges. So whether going forward also, it will be in the similar fashion of the, in proportion to the revenue. Are any chances of that on the lower side of that testing agenda?
No, no. During the this current quarter, we have received all the approvals. So we do not foresee any such problems in the future.
Okay, that's helpful. And regarding this e-trucks, so as of now, what is the current order book? And I think we have an order from the parent company. Do you have any, whether we have received any orders from the other company, other customers regarding e-trucks? E-tippers, especially.
Yeah, currently we have delivered about 35 tippers till date and 25 tippers orders on hand. We are in various discussions with various private players. And we have done a lot of trials and demos in various project sites. And we are expecting good orders in the next few months. So as of now, the traction is yet to take off because this segment being nascent. And we expect the traction to happen in the future.
So just follow up on that, sir, that whatever order we have in ETPL, that will be delivered in the Q3 and Q4?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's right. And in e-bus cases, could you throw any light on the pipeline orders? What could be the pipeline tenders which you have participated in? What is the size of the quantum of the number of buses in those tenders?
As of now, in the pipeline is the major order from BEST. Which is about 2,500-400 numbers, that's 25%, it comes to approximately 3,000 numbers. And we are pleased to inform, we are L1. We are in negotiations with regards to the pricing. And the other one with regards to the recently Prime Minister e-Seva, about 10,000 buses, it is likely to come up in the next 5 to 6 months in about 169 cities.
in that tender already floated, sir, participated in that? Is there
not yet, not yet floated. It is expected to come in about 5 to 6 months time.
Okay, and the best is already we are L1 in the best tender, so we are expecting the order to get registered, right, sir?
Correct.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from Lana Ritvik, a freelance. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. It is indeed an amazing performance of Electra Greentech for this particular quarter. So my first question is that do you have a group gratuity plan funded for Electra Greentech, because other companies have a group gratuity plan funded? That is my first question. And my second question is, what is the plan for the manufacturing of the three-wheeler segment? Because three-wheeler is a very big market for India. And secondly, how much orders do you expect for the next financial year for the e-tipper trucks? And are you targeting PSUs like Coal India for the e-tipper truck segment?
Yeah. Thank you, Ritvik. Coming to your question on gratuity plan, as of now, we don't have a funded gratuity plan. We make a provision based on the actual valuation. So as of now, the amount is not big. So in future, we will think about having a fund-based gratuity plan. Coming to the second question on three-wheelers, as of now, our company is focusing on electric buses and electric tippers and truck segment. We do not have any plans on for three-wheelers as of now.
Yes, sir. And what about the target market for the electric tipper trucks? Are you targeting PSUs which are into mining and quarrying, like Coal India, etc.?
Basically, as just I answered to the first question of to the first investor, the traction on the tipper side is yet to take off. Though the responses have been very, very good for all the trials and demos which we have conducted in various project sites, we expect the traction to happen in the next 6 months to 1 year. We don't have yet number how much conversion will happen, but there's a huge potential of conversion because the operating efficiencies, the operating economics of electric tipper versus ICE tipper is significant. So we expect the traction to happen in next 6 months to 1 year.
Did you expect any tenders also for electric tipper trucks just like buses?
Come again? I'm not clear about
you. Like there are e-bus tenders issued by STUs. So do you expect e-tenders for tipper trucks in future from government undertakings?
I'm not sure, because these inquiries are from the large infra companies and the construction companies. The infra, when I say all the roads, mines, ports. So as of now, the traction is likely to come up with from these sectors.
Yeah. And how is the scaling up going on? Mr. KV Pradeep mentioned in the news channel, by December your new plant will be 50% operational, and by end of this year you'll have a capacity to manufacture over 3,500 buses. So I hope everything is in line, sir, as far as the new plant construction is concerned, and I hope it will be operational by December.
Yeah, the construction activity is going, the pace is really going up very well. We expect the one shed to be operational by December end. So in terms of production, we are likely to do the capacity from the new plant, which will get added in Q4.
Okay. And last question is regarding the e-tipper truck. So it's an outright sale, right?
Yes, it is an outright sale.
And what is the profit margin? What is the gross profit margin per e-tipper?
So we have an EBITDA margin of about 10 to 12%. About 12% is what we have made.
Per e-tipper truck?
Yes, about 12% is what we have earned.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Sir, I'm very proud of this presentation, sir. I look forward for Olectra growing year on year, and I've been holding Olectra since September 2017. And I look forward for many more years association with Olectra Greentech as a shareholder. Thank you very much, sir. It is fun interacting.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ritwik.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Gaurang from Utility Unified Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So recently, congratulations on your excellent Q2 numbers. I have three sets of questions. First set of question is regarding the hike in the R&D cost. Can you tell us the reason as such for the incremental R&D cost? Second question is with respect to the BASP order, the first order I'm referring to, wherein only 20 sets were delivered. So when are we expecting the next deliveries? And my third set of question is recently MIEL has bagged two key orders from Maharashtra government. Basically, one is for the BKC station and second is for the Borivali Thane tunnel. So are you planning to deploy electric trucks for those projects? Yeah, those are my three questions.
Yeah, as far as R&D costs are concerned, we have been investing extensively on getting knowledge-based R&D personnel. That is the main investment in R&D team. And then we are investing on testing our product extensively. We have been working on alternate platforms. All these alternate platforms, and one of the biggest achievement of R&D has been the electric tipper, which has been designed in-house. So we have been having a very strong R&D team of about 50 plus persons who have been actually working extensively with our strategic partner to understand and bring in new designs, new models. So the alternative platforms which we have introduced, we started making sales to private customers, and the response has been very good. And new products, we keep continue to work on new products in the electric truck segment by bringing in new products like RMC is one such product where we are testing.
Okay.
And second question is with regard to BEST. We have delivered 20 buses, yes, you are right, and we are planning to deliver significant numbers in the quarter 3 and quarter 4.
Yeah. And my third question is
with regard to MEL backing two orders in Maharashtra state, we are yet to actually discuss on the possibilities of any electric deployment, but MEL on a need basis, they have been deploying electric buses. For example, in Jodhila project, we have delivered electric buses and they have used, and so on a need basis they have been actually wherever it is feasible, they have been deploying electric buses in their project sites.
Okay, that's great to know. Just final question, in the commodity market, the lithium prices have been going down. So are we expecting a betterment in the margins going forward?
I think this question we have answered in the past also, because we follow cost plus model. So accordingly, on a larger volumes, we are expecting the EBITDA margins to be in the region of about 10 to 12%. In terms of value, it is going to go up significantly, but in terms of percentage, it could be around 10 to 12%.
Okay, thank you so much for answering, and all the best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Viren Deshpande from Alpha Peak Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. I would like to know this in this quarter, our gross margins and the operating margins both have come down significantly compared to the recent quarter Q1, though they are higher over last year. So was it due to the change in product mix or the lower production and sales which happened due to the e-battery problems?
Yeah, it is primarily on account of product mix.
So it was due to the lower margin product, because our operating margins are around 13.3%. excluding our other income. But how many buses we sold in this quarter?
This quarter we have sold about 139 buses.
Okay. And over the next half, how many are we targeting to sell?
We are targeting, striving to come to make up the shortfall of quarter one. We are targeting about 1,000 numbers.
Okay, 1,000 numbers in the second half, which will be significant. Okay. And we have
overall for the year, we are targeting about 1,000.
Overall for the year, we are targeting 1,000. And in the half one, how many have we sold?
First half, we have sold about 232.
232. So significantly, 770 almost should be there in the second half. And if it goes as per the plan.
As of now, we are basically, we are intending to have the additional capacity from the new plant in quarter four. So with that, we are hoping to deliver about 1,000 buses. Oblique trucks.
And in the Q3 also, we will be now in a proper position to do, because that e-battery issue has been sorted out.
Correct.
So the Q3 also, we will see significant. Q4 will be the best one. As per your...
Yes, correct. Yes, absolutely. Q4 will be the best one. Q3 will be better than Q2.
Ah. Achha. And now our order book you mentioned is 8,100 buses.
Order book is about 8,209 buses.
Achha. Okay. And there is no order book for these e-trucks, the tippers, etc.
E-trucks, we have about... we have about 25 orders, tippers on orders on hand. We have delivered about 35 tippers till date, and we have about 25 tippers orders on hand.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best and happy Diwali to you all.
Thank you so much. Same to you and your family.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Uma Shankar Mukherjee, individual retail investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Really good result compared to last quarter. So my question is, I checked in the internet, there's no photo or image where you what new factory that where I can get the overview, how much progress, what is the boundary wall or construction, because everything is we are getting from Concall update, because as a small investor we are investing a lot of amount, and that is a little bit it's concern. That if you are getting real image as of today in a factory which is under construction, as you said, but from quarter four we'll get the new production, right? So can you get a new photos and all?
If you can send an email to our investor CS team, we will try to arrange. In fact, in the recent AGM, we have shown the progress of the construction to the investors.
Okay. Okay, okay. Can I get it if you put in a website or social media or some other place, right? No, retail investor like me can easily search in Google or or your website. That is the main better place, your company's website. I check there's no photos. There's a section called new construction update, but there's no photos or no update.
Yeah, we will explore on the possibilities. What is the from a compliance point of view, because we have shared all the pictures and the progress of the construction in the recent AGM. As you have requested, please send an email request. We will explore the possibilities of sharing with you the pictures.
So what is the email ID, sir?
Hello?
Email ID, could you please let me know? Email ID?
You can refer our website. You will get the email ID.
Okay, okay. And sir,
yes, yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, your company's mobile number, land phone also not reachable. As in, suppose I want to buy some parts or a customer, how can I approach you? Because there's a phone number mentioned in your Olecta website. That number is not reachable. If I call to know what is the, Olecta status, suppose I want to give a new order, or as an investor, I wanted to know some interaction with the management, so I'm not able to connect. Not email, I'm saying the phone number. Which is given.
It is working. So maybe it might be busy when you try it out. I would request that you can send an email. That will be helpful. People can get back to you. our marketing team can get back to you on any inquiry.
Oh, sir, last question and concern that as I last on call also you said the number. We have good number of, you know, order book. That is very good. That's why the stock price is going up because of order book. But the delivery, I know last quarter you had a concern of the certification. So as you have targeted 1,000 buses and 239 you have already delivered, including this quarter. So we have approximately around close to 800. And as you said, quarter four will be new factory, they will contribute. What is the next target in quarter three? How many buses? Approx number?
Quarter three, I can suggest that it will be better than quarter two.
Okay.
And quarter four will be, we are expecting a good ramp up. With
so
the,
sir,
capacity.
One question that current factory, we, as last counsel you said, we have a good number of capacity. We can make the double shift or we can increase the capacity in the current existing setup. So that is not being reflecting in your delivery number, quarter two number. Can we increase our current capacity so that we can deliver good, because we have good order book. So that, you know, otherwise it will be big problem if we are planning for next financial year. We don't know, right? Can we increase the current factory's capacity?
Yeah, I think Ms. Umashankar, so we explained to you earlier, to earlier question of fellow investors, we have lost out about almost 4 months of production and sale due to the battery norms. So technically, we had about 2 months, 2 to 2.5 months of production and sale, wherein we have achieved over 240 numbers. Whenever there's a need, definitely we will expand our shift, but currently we are working on a single shift. We are striving hard to make up the shortfall of Q1 in H2.
Okay. Sir, if there's a delivery deadline, right, for that order book 8,000 buses. So I hope if any miss out of the delivery, there'll be penalty, right? I know that you have a time, you have a plan, but seeing the risks, I mean, actually, investor, we want not this quarter, next quarter, maybe next financial year. If you give, one year new factory will be operating, as if you give the number deadline that this quarter will finish across this number, so that we won't miss our deadline for the order book. So that will be great help actually for us like investors to stay connected with Olectra.
Yeah. See, basically the broad basic guideline or a broad guideline we would like to give is to complete the order book of about 8,200 numbers over a period of next 2 years. So we are targeting a big jump next year, about 2,500 minimum numbers, and 25-26 will be the big ramp up once the new production plant is fully operational. From the next financial year, we are expecting good ramp up in 25-26. And as the market is growing, overall the market is expected to grow in the next 2 to 4 years to about 40,000 numbers. And Olectra, we want to strive to be a market leader.
Thank you. Umashankar, sorry to interrupt you. I'll request you to come back for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Chetan Dhruva from Delta Consultants. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the time. So, sir, I have two questions. First question is on the outlook that you had given last quarter and how it panned out. So, last quarter, I think you had said that you will be able to do 1,200 to 1,500 buses, right? After this issue was known, the battery issue. So what happened between the last quarter call to now that reduced this outlook to 1,000?
See, we want to be conservative in giving the numbers. We have indicated about 1,200 to 1,500 numbers and when we did the earnings call year end. So based on whatever has happened in the last 4 months, in fact, and all that, though we want to do better than that, but we want to be conservative in stating that about 1,000 numbers is what we are planning to achieve.
Okay, so there's a potential to go much higher, at least in Q4, right?
There's a potential, but we want to be targeting about 1,000 numbers.
So it's like your minimum target.
Yes.
Okay. I had a question on the other segment, the insulator one. What is the outlook there? Because I think we have not been discussing that much. Can give some indication of how you think that will grow this year and next year?
Yeah, insulator segment is doing very well in terms of good operating margins. This is driven by primarily by export segment. And we have been exporting to US, and we have been exporting to other countries as well. That is one, and then we have actually getting and focusing on higher KV insulators, so which is helping in generating good operating margins. And recently in the month of September, we have received about almost more than 40 crores of orders, so which is in the past very significant. This market is not unlimited. The market is about 350-400 crores, but with government push on electrification and transmission lines, we expect the growth of business to pick up in the next 2 years. We have having a very healthy market share. About last month, we got about 45-50% market share.
Oh, okay, great, okay.
Overall, in terms of offline, will be 150 crores, yeah.
Sorry, sir? You will do 150 crores this year?
Yes, we are targeting to do about 50 to 160 crores.
Okay, and you have done almost 21% PBIT, right? So, we'll continue above this level going forward. Last quarter was a bit higher, but I'm blending it.
It's all because of the product mix, actually, because we had a lot of exports and higher KV sales. So if it is the lower KV sales, the margins will be different. But the margins have been growing. If you see, look at the last 4 to 6 quarters, it has been growing.
Right. Okay, got it, sir. We can assume the similar levels are probably inching upwards based on your product mix.
Yes.
Understood. Okay. Thanks a lot. Looking forward to the next quarter's call with higher numbers. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Lano Sunil, individual investor. Please go ahead. Sunil, may I request to unmute your line?
Yeah. Hi. Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. My question is what are our plans of raising the fund actually? Because we are waiting for the fundraising from the last so many months. That is my first question. And my second question is regarding what happened to the R&D of doing with the hydrogen vehicles which we tied up with Reliance. These are my two questions.
1 minute, yeah. Fundraise and hydrogen. Yeah. Regarding your first question on the fundraise, we have there is no change as such in plans for fundraising. As the market was not conducive, we are waiting for the appropriate time to come up with equity raise. So we would come up after internal discussion with the concrete plans before the end of the financial year. In the interim, due to delay in the raising funds from the equity market, we have decided to proceed with internal accruals and raising of debt for immediate capex expansion.
Okay.
That is the first question. And second question with regard to hydrogen, I think this segment being nascent, it will take at least a year because our testing is going on. And it will take at least a year for to have more clarity on this segment.
So are we targeting only for the buses of hydrogen or any other vehicles like cars or anything? Only on buses?
Yeah, only on buses, yes. We are focusing only on buses.
Only on buses, hydrogen buses?
Yes.
I have one more question. So you said in the December, the part of the new factory will be readily available. So is it as previously initially mentioned, is it almost automated or is it in the initial phase it will not be automated?
Initially, we may go for manual process, and in subsequently we will introduce the automation.
Okay, fine. So even for the automation part and everything, also ML will be taking it up, or some other we have some other technical partnership for making it automated.
ML is basically, we gave the order for ML to build the factory, so they will be taking care of the civil and the civil part. As far as the plant and machinery is concerned, we are discussing with reputed OEMs to source the machines.
Okay. So that is not yet concluded, you mean to say?
Yeah. It's in, we are placing the orders. We have reached the stage where we are negotiating and placing the orders.
So for all these things, the funds will be arranged through, as of now, it will be through debt process only, am I?
Yes, correct. Internal accruals and debt.
Fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Lano Smita Mohta from Credent Info Edge. Please go ahead.
Yes, am I audible, sir?
Ma'am, we can hear you, but your voice is breaking. Can you come in a better reception area, please?
Okay. Am I audible now?
Yes, ma'am. Slightly better.
Okay. So, basically, from your older con call, there are two questions. I joined in late. Maybe you might have answered. Still, I would like to know about your technical, partnership with BYD, because of which MIL was not given orders join hands with a Chinese counterpart. What about that, first of all? Second of all, is that in any way hampering in getting new orders for tippers or for buses? So how are you going forward with that? And for the technology part, what have you decided? Will you, as you rightly said in the last con call, that the contract is still valid for 2 more years? So have you thought about joining up anything else post that? Are you working on it for future? So those are my two questions.
Yeah. The with regard to the technical tie-up with BYD, the rejection is not relating to our partnership. Our technology partnership is very, very strong. We started our journey in 2015 and working together with them and with our strong R&D team. So we have been creating new portfolios, new product lines, and alternate models. So as I think we have mentioned in the previous call, we were totally dependent on BYD as a technology partner. But with our very strong internal R&D team, we have been developing and acquiring knowledge transfer from BYD. And definitely the relationship is beyond 2025. We have very, very strong relationship with BYD. And as far as the JV is concerned, it's nothing to do with Olectra. That is relating to JV for relating to passenger cars, which got rejected by the government of India. So as far as our relationship is concerned, it's very, very strong, and it is expected to go beyond 2025.
Okay. But with Make in India policy, does it hamper your bus orders moving forward? Because lately we haven't seen any announcement to the exchanges regarding any new orders post the orders of 5,150 buses.
Yeah. See, we have clarified earlier. I would like to clarify again. We are dependent on BYD for the battery cells and some of the child parts relating to powertrain. Apart from this, all the other components, we have developed vendors locally in India, and we have been sourcing all the key components from local vendors in India. So that will answer your Make in India this thing. And the battery cells, from the cells to pack is done in India, which is permissible as per the government norms. And the second question was with regard to, can you repeat what was the other question?
Yeah, the second question was with regard to the buses orders, which we did not see post 5,150 buses.
There are no not many tenders except the BEST tender, which is the big one, which is there, where we are L1. and we are in the process of finalizing the price negotiations are on. We are L1 for about 2,400 plus 25%, that is around 3,000 buses from BEST.
Okay. This BYD segment that you spoke about, that makes up what percentage of the total component of your bus which you are sourcing from them?
It's about 25 to 40%.
Okay. And this order book which you said last quarter also that you expect it to finalize for these buses, when do you feel by, would it be like, you know, the L1 bid completed by the next quarter?
We expect that order to get concluded in just in a few weeks.
In 2 weeks?
Few weeks.
Okay, few weeks. Okay, okay. Got it, sir. Can you tell me about your tipper section, because we are not having much of details on the tippers. So what do you see the order book going ahead? Are the orders coming through? What are the margins that you had expected in tippers business and plus the business that you did in Oman?
So as far as tippers are concerned, we have delivered till now 35 tippers and we have mm-hmm. about 25 tippers orders on hand. We have done a lot of trials and we are expecting various orders are under discussions. The traction in the tipper segment is yet to take off. We expect in the next 6 months to 1 year, lot of inquiries getting converted into orders.
And what about Oman, sir?
What is that?
The Oman business that you said...
Oman. We never mm-hmm. mentioned about Oman.
International business that you had done, sir, which would reflect in your orders. So,
I'm not clear about your question, ma'am.
About the international orders that you had undertaken for you know, for providing internationally also these buses. So, how far have you gone for that, sir?
As of now, we don't have any other export orders as of now. Though a lot have been inquiries were happening from various countries. So as of now, the inquiries have not yet converted into orders. Currently, we are focusing on the existing order book and introducing a new product portfolio within the tipper and trucks. And we have been working on alternative models to bring and explore various other applications.
Okay. And these orders for the buses, tentatively, they're supposed to be completed within 12 to 18 months, as you pointed out in the last phone call. So do you think you will be able to do that?
See, basically, we are targeting about 2,500 to 3,000 numbers next year. And 2025 will be the big year in terms of ramp up. And we expect about 4,000 to 5,000 numbers. So we will be able to meet the timelines. And one important thing to be noted is basically, for example, this 5,150 buses requires about almost 170 to 180 depots to be operational. So from the STU scope, they have to keep the depot space and power connection. Accordingly, we will build the charging infra and then we'll start delivering the buses. So if there are any delays in setting up the depots from the customer side, so accordingly the delays could be deferred, but otherwise we are having plans to complete the deliveries in next 24 months.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt you, ma'am. I'll request to come back for a follow-up question. Next follow-up question is from Lanav Viren Deshpande from Alpha Speak Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon. Thanks for the follow-up question. I would like to know how much is the import content, because we are dependent on BYD China for importing these battery cells and powertrain you mentioned. So I think that constitutes 60% or?
See, I think I clarified in the previous question raised by the investors. We are dependent on BYD for importing cells, battery cells, and a few components relating to the powertrain. Totally, this will constitute between 25% to 40%.
Okay, 25% to 40%. And other localization, so other parts, so the manufacturing is 100 rupees, about 25% to 40%. So 60% to 70% is produced, but everything is in Indian components. Okay.
Correct.
So it is only 25% to 40%. Okay. And these new, the battery MOS which got changed in the Q1, and that affected us for about 3-4 months, you mentioned. So there was, I think, how much can we quantify, how much was the sale we could have done which we have lost because of that? Any idea?
About 200 numbers you would have lost.
Okay. That is a substantial, because we made 232 in the half one. And almost about 100 buses we could have done. Okay, so that will get postponed to the half two, and we hope we could do well in half two. Okay.
Correct. We expect, yes.
Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from Nanushrita Mohta from Credent Infoedge. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for...
Sorry, there's an echo while you're speaking. Can you please speak through the handset?
Okay. Yeah, so thank you for allowing me for the second time. I just wanted to know, sir, as you said in this call that you are going in for internal accruals as well as for debt raising. So how much would that be as on a debt equity basis? Are you comfortable? And what would be the debt in total to be raised?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
No. Sir, can you hear us? There's no audio from your line.
Yeah, we are targeting about 65% to 75% debt, and balance 25 to 35% by way of internal accruals.
Okay. This debt would be taken at what rate, sir?
We are negotiating to get very good rates. We expect around between 8.5 to 9%.
And how long do you think you will take to repay this debt, sir?
We are looking for a tenor of about 5 years, but we would like to prepay earlier based on the cash flow situation.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all for my side.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from line of Gaurang from Utility Unified. Please go ahead. Gaurang, can you hear us?
Hello, yeah, I can hear you. I'm audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So basically, to facilitate the sales of electric tippers, it is necessary to have a wide distribution network for spares, right? So, do we plan to have a nationwide distribution network for the same? That's my first question. And second question is, recently there have been reports that Tesla is going to use BYD batteries, and so are our local OEMs like Maruti and Mahindra. So, which basically connotes that the quality of BYD batteries is really good. So, are we also planning to do any future planning with respect to passenger vehicles? So, these are my two questions.
As far as the second question is concerned, we do not have any plans to enter into passenger vehicle segment as of now. And
The first question is basically, do we plan to have...
Yeah, first question is with regard to we have a very, very strong service team. So, to facilitate the operations, we have for the electric buses service team which work with the concessionaire, the customer's operation team, and we work and strive to have about 95% on road. And we have a main warehouse in Hyderabad with spare parts, and the second biggest warehouse is in Maharashtra in Pune.
Okay. But so there is an order from Orissa where mining is quite significant, and we want to cater to those services over there. So don't you think it would be a little difficult to send parts from Hyderabad and Maharashtra to Orissa? So in that case,
we have depots everywhere, wherever at every customer location, we have a depot and service team to take care of the in the depot we stock all the critical spare parts so that the buses are fully operational and they are at 95% on road.
Actually, sir, I'm referring to the electric tipper, the electric tipper truck. So in order that segment is successful, we need to have distribution nationwide, right? So if a customer is in based out of Orissa, would he be expecting a particular store there in his state? So from that point of view, I'm asking this question.
Participants, please stay connected. The line for the management dropped. Participants, please stay connected while we rejoin the management back to the call. So please go ahead.
Should I repeat my question?
Yes, I got your question. You were asking about spare parts. See, we have main hubs in Hyderabad and Pune, where we have large fleet, state of Maharashtra. Apart from that, we have every depot. Mumbai, again, we have a big warehouse to take care of the Bombay operations.
Those are related to the buses. I'm asking about the electric tipper truck.
See, tippers, as and when the market picks up, we are planning to have locations everywhere, wherever our customer space, we keep all the critical spare parts along with the service team.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question. And now hand the conference to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much. We wish all our investors and stakeholders very, very happy, safe and green Diwali. And we are confident of delivering better results in H2 compared to H1. And we are striving to cover up the shortfalls in Q1. And with the latest order of 5,150 buses, orders on orders from MSRTC and expected orders from BSE, we hope to have a very, very strong order book and deliver excellent results in the coming quarters. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Access Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.